John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street. John, probably you're enjoying this weather.
I am. And Bill, I understand you were looking for a bucket to catch some rainwater. Maybe you could find a bucket to catch this market. You think you could?
I tell you, I don't know.
It's kind of like we're glad we've got rain this morning, and the respite in the weather is great. But, of course, yesterday was just brutal for the stock market. Most people are aware of what happened, unless you were just unconscious yesterday. You know that the market was down over 600 points, so one of the worst days in the last 100 years for the Dow. And stocks of interest in our area did not escape the carnage either. Walmart down almost 4%, Dillard's down about 12%, even though Tyson reported very good numbers. That is, they beat the street in terms of their earnings estimates. That stock was down about 4%. Bank of the Ozarks, which has just been blowing the doors off of everything, down about 6%. And OG&E, most people think utilities are so, quote, safe. OG&E was down 8.5% yesterday, so it was a brutal day. The thing that did fare well yesterday was gold. In fact, gold's up again this morning. Gold setting another record yesterday, up again today. And people say, is it going higher? Well, J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs says it is. They are now projecting that gold will hit $2,500 or $2,500 per troy ounce by the end of the year. So you might want to, you know, rummage around in those old jewelry drawers and what have you, and see what you can do there. And of course, some people are assuming that this all happened, the sell-off yesterday happened because of the downgrade by S&P of U.S. government debt. Most experts really don't think that that really is exactly what happened. But speaking of that credit rating, last week we did a little bit of a trivia test, and I pointed out there were 17 countries that still had a AAA credit rating. A couple of those were countries that most people don't know where they are. One of them is the Isle of Man. But how about this? How many U.S. corporations still have a AAA credit rating? And the answer is there's only four. ExxonMobil is one, Microsoft is one, Johnson & Johnson, and the last one is ADP, which most people don't even follow, except for the fact that you're aware that once a month I talk about the ADP employment number, which comes out on the Wednesday preceding the big employment number from the government on Friday. This is consoling. Yesterday we found out that for the first 10 months of the fiscal year of our government's operation that we've so far spent $1.1 trillion more than we've taken in. Now, the good news is that's $66 billion better than where we were through the first 10 months of last year. But clearly, it reemphasizes some of the reasons why S&P said that we're no longer a AAA credit rating from our sovereign debt from the U.S. government.
Well, John, I know that you'll be discussing this tonight at the Fort Smith Public Library, 3201 Rogers Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be part of the Steve Womack's town hall meeting, Putting America Back to Work. You'll be discussing
right. This.
He's invited you to be there.
Yeah, there's going to be, and I invite everybody to come out, and the congressman's interested in your ideas about how to create jobs and get this economy going. I think he's having a series of four or five of those in Harrison, Russell, here, Springdale. It's your opportunity to have your voice heard tonight at 5:30 at the public library.
All right, see John there, and of course you can also call John at 782-2527. His office is at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.